My dear sisters and brothers in Christ, every year on this day and also on Good Friday, I think most of us who are called to preach find it difficult to know what to say, because today's reading of the Passion is so full and rich in its meaning, it's hard to comment on it. So as I was preparing my reflections over this past week, I collected a number of different thoughts that I might share with you. But even as late as this morning, I wasn't sure what I wanted to say. But then God gave me some directions indirectly on what direction my thoughts should go. This morning, when I began reading the official prayer that priests pray every day in the church, the Liturgy of the Hours, the Office of Readings, I was using a version that comes from England. And at the beginning of today's morning prayer, there was a poem that's not part of the liturgy, written by G.K. Chesterton, entitled The Donkey. And this poem is a description of Palm Sunday from the perspective of the donkey that carried Jesus into Jerusalem. A very unusual poem, but very beautiful. And then later in the morning, when I began reading the newspaper, which I try to do every day, I found an article in the Philadelphia Inquirer, written by Janet McConaughey, entitled, A Flood of Homeless Donkeys. Perhaps some of you read that this morning. And one thing the scripture scholars note is that in the Gospel of St. Mark, which is the shortest of all the Gospels, and St. Mark tends to have an economy of words, there's an undue amount of attention given to the donkey in the story of Palm Sunday. So with all those different hints, I decided the Lord wanted me to talk to you about donkeys on this Passion Sunday, the feast of the palm procession of Jesus into Jerusalem. I'd like to begin by commenting on that article in the Philadelphia Inquirer. I'm from the rural part of our country, and I didn't know until this morning that ranchers in Texas use donkeys as a means of protecting their herds of sheep and cattle. I knew sometimes people use dogs, but the people in Texas use donkeys. And this year there's a problem because of the economy and because of the droughts in Texas, the ranchers have sold off their flocks. And they don't know what to do with the donkeys, so they have set them free. And there's a group of people in Texas that have collected 800 homeless donkeys who have no longer have a job. And that's what that article was about. But in the article, there was a description of what donkeys do as the guards of the flock. So these are the words that were used to describe the talents of the donkeys. They are docile, friendly, and don't eat like horses. But they are instinctively hostile to wolves and coyotes. They will bray, bare their teeth, run in chase, and attempt to bite an intruder. And when I read that reading, that section of the article, I said to myself, that's a pretty good description of what Christians should be. We should be docile, which means willing to learn from the Lord and, of course, from one another, friendly in our relationships with our fellow Christians and with the world around us, but also instinct, and we also shouldn't eat like horses. You know, we fast during the season of Lent. But they are also, and we should also be, instinctively hostile to the wolves and coyotes that were a danger to the flocks. All those of us who are Christians should have those same characteristics, being hostile and attentive to the forces in the world that might interfere in our family life or in our personal spiritual life, and to be guards of the flock of Jesus Christ. And like the donkey in the Gospel of St. Mark, we should joyfully bear the person of Jesus Christ into Jerusalem, into the cities of our times. Pretty good description of what it means to be a Christian. Now, all that is put in a very beautiful theological sense in today's second reading, which is a hymn that was sung in the early church. This is a passage from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians, and St. Paul is quoting a hymn that was sung by the early Christian community. And in those words, we find a summary of Christian discipleship that's highlighted during this Holy Week celebration. This is what St. Paul said to them, and what St. Paul would want us to hear as applicable to ourselves. Have among yourselves the same attitude that is in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found in human appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed upon him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. My dear brothers and sisters, today's reading of the Passion of Jesus Christ is an invitation to you and to me from God to have in our own minds, in our own lives, the attitude of Christ Jesus, which is the attitude of emptying himself because of his love for the Father and because of his commitment and devotion to you and to me. So the path of Christians is a path that goes down in order to be raised up. A path of service that leads to glory. The path of the cross that leads to the resurrection. One of the joys of living in the 21st century is that, for me as a priest, is that every Sunday morning when I get up, I'm able to go to the web pages and find the homily that Pope Benedict XVI gave on Sunday morning. And I like to close my reflections in the same way that he closed his reflection this morning in Rome. Every day, as I mentioned earlier, those of us who are priests and deacons, I imagine some religious communities of sisters have this obligation too, we're expected to read the prayers of the church called the Divine Office or the Liturgy of the Hours. And this morning's passage from the Fathers of the Church come from St. Andrew of Crete, an early bishop, who was commenting on this feast of Palm Sunday. He doesn't use the image of the donkey, but he uses another image which is very similar in its meaning. So let's listen to the words of St. Andrew of Crete. He says, "Let us run to accompany Jesus as he hastens toward his passion, and imitate those who met him then, not by covering his path with garments, olive branches, or palms, but by doing all we can to prostrate ourselves before him, by being humble and by trying to live as he would wish. Let our souls take the place of welcoming branches as we join today in the children's holy song, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." It's a beautiful image, isn't it? That instead of throwing down branches and palms and our garments, we need to throw down ourselves, prostrating ourselves before the Lord so that he might walk on us into the lives of other people. We pray that what we begin celebrating today on Palm Sunday, we might see through the week in our ongoing celebration of this Holy Week, commemorating the Holy Presence of the Lord.